Where do we start this? And the answer doesn't matter. We're having a good time. Right.
He couldn't wait to get in here.
You need sales balls to make sales calls. Sure. I'm tweeting that puppy. Okay.
Welcome to the Sell or Die podcast. We're your hosts, Jeffrey
and Jen Gittimer.
I'm the author of The Little Red Book of Selling and 15 other best-selling books and the creator of the Seven-Figure Sales Formula Program. I grew up in Philadelphia, sold in New York City, but was smart enough to move to Charlotte, North Carolina.
And I'm the author of Sales in the New York Minute and creator of Breakthrough Business Babe Community. Fun fact, I'm obsessed with our dogs and consider them humans. If you have a dog, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Sell or Die is for sales professionals, salespeople, sales managers, entrepreneurs, and business owners who want to sell more at full price, earn loyalty, and have an unlimited stream of referrals.
Every single episode is going to give you real-world, easy-to-implement solutions so that you can get your calls returned, your proposals read and acted on, all while creating relationships that you can take all the way to the bank.
It's time to sell or die.
Hello and welcome back to Sell or Die. We are so glad you're here. We've been getting a lot of great...
Actually, we're glad you're not here. We're at the beach.
I don't know about you, Jeffrey, but I personally have been getting a lot of really great feedback about last week's episode on, what was the term we used? Like rested productivity.
Yeah.
That wasn't the
relaxed
term. Relaxed productivity. The word was just at the tip of my tongue. So if you haven't listened to that episode, I highly recommend.
We actually did get a lot of feedback, and I've actually been getting feedback on my morning live show, which is now in its 150th or so day, a straight day.
Yeah.
But people actually are talking about relaxed productivity.
Yeah. Yeah. It's huge. And I think that if you missed that episode, definitely go back and re-listen to it.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, let's get to this week's episode.
Okay.
All right. So in the past
20 years,
no, I'd say the past couple of months,
yeah,
we have both been reflecting and taking a step back from the business in order to take a step forward.
Yeah, the pandemic has caused everyone to take a second, maybe a third look at what they do. Certainly, we're looking at what we do and trying to decide the best emergence as the economy proceeds forward, because it is going forward.
And I'm going to reword that. We've taken a step back to look at the inside of our business to take two steps forward, to take three steps, four steps, five steps forward. It's one step back just to like get that full high level picture view, because when you're in it, the reason I'm saying a step back is because when you're in it, you can't see it.
Yeah, we're staying in a condo right now on the third floor on the beach of Wild Dunes. The condo has nice windows. You can see the beach, but they have the secret staircase that goes up to the roof where when you walk out, there's nothing screening you from seeing the beach from end to end. And that view gives you what we're going to call perspective. And that perspective view shows you everything that's going on so you can decide where to take action. And that's exactly what we're doing. We're taking perspective action.
So when you're in your day-to-day routine, when you're in your, if you're an entrepreneur and you're going through all the motions and doing all the things and really working in your business instead of on your business, or you're a salesperson and you're, you know, having all these meetings back to back and not taking a break in the middle at all, or for a couple of days, not like, this is not a 1 hour break. This is
a 1 month break.
This is literally a couple of weeks of us taking a really hard look at what are all the activities we're doing in the business? What are the things that are generating revenue? Where are we having the most impact? And where do we need to take it to? And if you ask yourself those same questions, what are the things you're doing in your business? What are the things that are generating the most revenue? where are you having the most impact and what do you need to be continuing to do versus what do you need to let go of? And so we've taken a cold, hard look at that and have changed a lot of the course of the business.
We each have our own philosophy about things. I look at things as what's going to impact my audience the most. Do I love this? And can I turn it into something that would be monetarily rewarding? That's always been my take on what I do and how I do it. And sometimes it hasn't even been with money in mind. The money just shows up if you're doing your best and people need it.
It's funny because I literally, before we launched this product today, and I'll tell you guys what we did in a second, but before we launched this product today, I looked at you and what did I ask you?
What? Do I love this?
I said, do you love this? Like to me, and I heard someone say this at a seminar once, you need to be in love with your offer. You need to love, like you love your spouse, what you're going to put out there. Because if you don't believe in it, you don't love it, you're never going to sell it.
Exactly. People will feel your belief.
Oh, yeah.
And when that becomes evident and that becomes your truth, all of a sudden your business is going to double. And you'll know that it's needed and you'll know that it's the truth and you'll know that it's valuable. And so will the people that are listening to you.
Yeah.
So diehards, take a long look at what it is that you intend to do over the course of the next 12 months. Look at it from the third floor all over the beach. Check out
the third floor lookout.
Make sure that you absolutely believe in that process and believe in that product and love the fact that you can enunciate it and convey it in a way that it's transferable. And transferable, I mean, the other person says, I agree with it. I get it. I think I can do this. I'm willing to try it, or I'm willing to buy it. And then your message has been transferred. But you have to know this for yourself first, then your audience second. And when you know that, you're going to win. And you just follow us. Watch what Jen does. Watch what I do. And do that. Talk about what we're doing.
Okay. So over the past couple of years, you guys may or may not know this about Jeffrey, but Jeffrey is a content creating machine. And he doesn't just create content. He creates really good content. Content that you can use and apply and implement right now to make more money. Okay, so now that we're all on the same page, he is a content creating machine. And over the past couple of years, he's just like spitting out products that really freaking rock. Courses,
all sorts of things. Especially this new normal thing.
Yes.
I recognize that we're going to go through not a change. We're going to go through a metamorphosis of sales driving actions. Because the sales world it will never go back to the way it was. Virtual is going to be there, video is going to be there, and you're going to have to deal with it in a way that you could have set it aside as not necessary 5 months ago.
It's
now,
not anymore.
It's a vital necessity. So those are the kind of things that we're creating. And what Jen did with her zone of genius is said, okay, here's how we can put all this together and combine it into one thing that everyone can take advantage of. The stuff that they need the most, or take advantage of everything, make it inexpensive, make it affordable for everybody, and offer it out to the world, which is basically what we're doing right now.
So Jeffrey has created the 7-figure sales formula course, which is all about how he created millions of dollars of sales. He basically uncovered his own secret formula and he goes through and dissects it and gives you the framework for
it's
it in
cool,
the, in the course.
Cool, yeah.
It's really good. He created this new normal course. We had this other membership. We have lots of stuff going on. And I said, hey, why don't we take all this stuff, bring all these people together, because if you are in one of these programs, you should get to meet people in all of the programs. So we're bringing everyone together for a monthly membership and giving everyone access to all the courses. And so, you know, Jeffrey's going to be doing a webinar coming up. We'll put that link in the show notes. He's going to be doing a webinar and you'll get all that information on how you can join. And, you know, you're going to be paying 1/10, maybe 1/20th of what it's actually worth. We're giving it to you at an amazing price, but that's not the point. The point is then we're adding on a membership. and Insiders Club. An ability to connect with Jeffrey on a deeper level, and not just Jeffrey, but I can tell you from my experience, Jeffrey has a Rolodex of some of the most amazing people on this planet, people who are treasures, people who are troves of knowledge, and it's just so interesting and have so many different perspectives and so much to offer. And so he's going to be bringing them in as experts on a monthly basis. This thing that we're building is I'm so excited for it.
It's just going to be awesome. The thinkers and the writers of our time, the speakers and the doers of our time. And this is not hype stuff. This is real world stuff that you can apply immediately. And whether you need a better attitude or a better sense of humor or a better sense of sales or a better knowledge of asking the right questions or building a relationship or earning referrals, this is for you.
Totally. Well, you can't buy it right now. You can attend Jeffrey's free webinar, which we'll put a link to in the show notes. He's going to give like 45 minutes worth of value before he even talks about any of this stuff. We're just giving you a sneak preview because you are our diehard and you are our loyal listener and you deserve to know what's going on.
And Charlie is trying to get involved in the conversation because I think she's either going to pee here or outside.
Well,
but either way,
it's fun, really funny because I ended my podcast last week with, I got to go walk the dogs. And it looks like we're ending this one with the same thing.
So guys,
until next time,
I'm Jeffrey Gittimer.
I'm Jen Gittimer.
And I'm reminding you to get out there and sell something, even if your ass falls off.
Thank you so much for listening to Sell or Die. We hope that this episode has helped you transform the way you think, given you new ideas, and provided you a new perspective on the sales and business challenges that you face every day, so you can get out there and win the customer all the way to the bank.
If you enjoyed this episode, please take a second to rate and review. Each review helps us help more people just like you make a difference in this world. Don't forget to take a screenshot, share it in your Instagram stories, and tag us at Jeffrey Gittimer and at Jen Gittimer.
See you next week.